Welcome once again to Beef News and Notes, information for both the producers and the consumers of our great product, beef. Well, it brings me great pleasure to have back on the program Craig Uden, the National Cattlemen's Association current president. Welcome, Craig.
Thank you, Mark.
Well, I'd just like to say before we get started into all of the current happenings at NCB, I would just like to say a big thank you to you for being such an accessible president to our organization. And I know this is the third time that you've been willing to take time out of your busy schedule, and we really do appreciate it. And I think you're probably going to go down as one of the best presidents NCB has ever had.
Well, I don't know about that. We've had a lot of good ones.
Well, let's just get started on some topics that we're dealing with or you are at the national level. First off, let's talk trade.
Trade right now, Mark, is, we just went through the fifth round of NAFTA negotiations. Not a lot to report there. We keep wondering what's going to happen there. There's not a lot of movement. We hope to come to some agreement. Probably won't be addressed on NAFTA until after the first of the year. Vitally important for all agriculture. There has been some movement a little bit on the Korean free trade agreement as far as renegotiating and cleaning that up a little bit. That's very positive. That'll be about a $1.1 billion market for us this year. And then consequently, nothing's happening with Japan, but we hope it will in the future. But trade's vitally important. So we're going to keep that front and center as well.
And as far as trade with China?
It depends who you hear from, but I believe there's more getting done there than what's maybe always reported. There's a lot of hype out there and a lot of movement, a lot of people getting in position. So I do think there's going to be some positiveness over that. Again, we've got to crawl before we can walk before we can run.
I did read that we are selling them some chilled beef, which is kind of exciting to hear.
It is. It's very exciting to sell them some chilled beef. You know, they believe in freshness, and chilled works a little better for them than maybe the frozen, whereas frozen works really good in Japan.
Well, let's go on to taxes. I know that's been in the news a lot of late. What's NCBA's stand on its reform is the tax laws?
Well, you know, the House passed tax reform about a week ago, 10 days ago, and now it's up to the Senate, and they want to pass theirs. There's some things that are different. A full repeal of the death tax on the House side. The Senate is not quite what we're looking for. It's doubling the exemption from 5 to 10 million per person, 20 million per operation for 10 years and then reset. So that's how they're working on their budget limits. So we'd like to see that change a little bit. However, they are addressing interest expense deductions on the Senate side that we were looking for the House. So if the Senate goes ahead and passes it this week, then we'd like to see it get passed so it can go into conference and maybe fix some of those issues within Congress between the House and the Senate. So moving forward, been very, very, very engaged in this battle, and we've really had a lot of positiveness with our videos out there for cattlemen for tax reform.
Okay.
And, been a very, very good go, and we've been very, very involved.
So most of the pushback on this death tax, where is it coming from?
Well, it needs to fit into the budget, and that's the budgetary restraints and the amount of dollars it takes. It's a $1 trillion package, and so that's why they're looking at doubling it and only going 10 years, which would cover a lot of operations, $20 million. But we're still wanting the permanent fix or permanent type legislation, not something that's going to reset after 10 years. So we're going to keep working on that, and that's how the Senate side is addressing it. The House version got rid of it altogether.
Well, two other topics that we could talk about. One is CERCLA, and the other one is the electronic log. Can you just touch on that a little bit, Craig?
Well, CERCLA was going to be, for some reason, the livestock sector got put into hazardous waste, and we're going to have to report our ammonia emissions middle of November. That got moved back for 90 days, so we're going to deal with that. Every production system that was over 300 head was going to have to report, or consequently they could face a very, very steep penalty for not reporting. Consequently, we've pushed back and actually got 90 days more to work on that. We hope to address part of that in the omnibus package right before the Senate and the House go away for the holidays. What we're wanting to do there is we're wanting to find a pathway for life or for livestock operations not to be classified as spilled, hazardous spills and stuff like that. So But it really affects a lot of producers. Anybody that had over 300 head in confinement, the way it was written, was going to have to report or thus face a steep penalty. The other thing we're working on is electronic logging devices. That was going to go into effect here in December, and then what that was going to do was create a issue for livestock transporters as far as how many hours of service they could operate, really, really putting a big burden on people hauling livestock any distance at all. So consequently, that has been moved back into next year, and that's another good win for producers out there.
It is, and it just shows what the dollars that people spend on membership, how valued that is for you to be in Washington representing our best interests. So just in closing, Craig, I'd like to share with our listeners a conversation you and I had earlier in the week. And I mentioned it, since you've been president, we've experienced some really good markets. And I think the future looks bright for the cattle industry too. What's your take on it? I know you can talk cow numbers and calf numbers and the whole thing, but it really comes down to the fact, I think, that the exports are up and there's just a real positive feel in the beef industry as a whole, I think.
There is. You know, we've taken an offensive position versus defensive, and we've had a lot of wins on the DC front. We've done a lot of things on the being a contractor, the checkoff, and working diligently on trying to get that product out in front of our people. Our domestic consumption is up over a pound and a half this year, and we'll have to grow that much again next year. Quality that the producers are producing has been very acceptable, not only through the domestic channel, but the export channel. But the exports are very, very critical. But just to continue, we are growing the industry. We'll have more numbers. The way we're going to grow that is feed more people, and more people are outside our borders. So we want to continue to keep working with the people in the U.S. consumer and continue to see the growth there. But we also have to work on the international trade to continue to move that product as we grow our industry for the young people out there that want to get into it.
That's exactly right. Well, thanks, Craig, for being on the program, and just thanks again for all the great leadership you've provided as president of the NCBA.
Well, you know, we're a grassroots organization, and we need to respond to the grassroots out there, and that's what we aim to do, and we're working diligently every day. Our staff is in D.C. and Denver on the behalf of every producer out there. So appreciate the time, Mark, and we'll keep chugging along and trying to make a difference.
All right. Thanks again. Just a reminder that Minnesota State Cattlemen's Association Annual Convention Trade and Show is this weekend in Bloomington, and it's December 1st and 2nd, and our very own farm director, Dustin Hoffman, is going to be the emceeing the Friday night banquet and ceremony. So good luck with that, Dustin. And until next week, thanks for listening, and we will talk again.